63 months over target, the inflation overhang, and market warnings. Fitch formally flagged that the U.S. PCE price index has exceeded the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation target for 63 consecutive months, 5 years and 3 months of continuous overshoot, the longest such run since the early 1990s. Headline inflation hit 4.1% in May, more than double the Fed's target. Despite the aggressive rate hiking cycle the central bank launched in 2022, specifically to break the inflation cycle, the data materially constrains the rate-cutting trajectory markets had priced in. Cutting rates aggressively when inflation runs at 4.1% is not available as a policy option. The contrast with Europe was stark. The ECB signaled a July rate pause as Eurozone inflation cooled sharply, creating a monetary policy divergence with direct implications for currency markets and cross-border capital flows. Goldman Sachs issued a warning about Korean retail investor leverage pushing global markets toward crisis territory. Korean retail investors have historically used significant borrowed money to take concentrated positions in global equities, particularly technology stocks, and Goldman flagged that current concentration and leverage ratios have reached levels that historically precede forced selling cascades. Bank of America's proprietary bubble indicator for semiconductor stocks was simultaneously approaching its maximum reading, meaning valuation signals for NVIDIA, TSMC, and the broader chip supply chain have reached historical extremes, reflecting AI infrastructure demand expectations that may or may not be fully justified by actual spending. Vice President Vance disclosed personal Bitcoin holdings of up to $500,000, with his total cryptocurrency position reportedly having roughly doubled, a disclosure required by law, but one that raises questions about whether a senior administration official with significant personal crypto assets should be involved in cryptocurrency policy. California finalized a $3,500 EV rebate for first-time buyers funded by a $270 million combination of state funds and matching automaker contributions, functioning as a direct state-level replacement for the federal EV tax credit eliminated in 2025. Mid-sized pharmaceutical companies were separately pushing back on the Trump administration's Medicaid pricing plan, arguing the proposal would disproportionately harm their pipelines relative to large pharma with more diversified revenue.